So we'll follow that story. But meanwhile, turning from airlines to apps, there is a new one on the market to help transgender people learn how to adjust their voices as they transition from one gender to another. It's not as simple as speaking lower as a man or higher as a woman. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Martha Biebinger has more.
41-year-old Lorelei Aristis began the medical transition from male to female 8 years ago. Aristis almost always wears a dress, and she keeps her hair long to offset features that are difficult or impossible to change, like her height, 6'4", and her voice.
I get surd on the phone way more than I do in person. Voice can be a real liability. There are definitely large parts of this country, even this state, where it's dangerous to be trans. It can be a matter of life or death.
So Aristis is testing a transgender voice mobile app called Eva. It comes with breathing and speaking exercises to help people raise or lower their pitch.
So there's this button that says listen to pitch. He 75% of my pitch was too low, so it's got a...
Aristis tries again, this time switching to her preferred pronoun.
She... Hey, that was 99%. It's hilarious that she brought me to 99%.
Some transgender women have surgery to shorten their vocal cords and help them speak in a higher range. Aristis has decided surgery is too risky because the results aren't predictable. But doing nothing can be emotionally debilitating.
Many of the people that I work with will not go out into public because they have to talk.
That's Kathy Perez. She's a Denver-based speech-language pathologist who developed the transgender voice app.
Or they'll go with people so that the wife or the friend will order for them at a restaurant because they're afraid to open their mouths because the sound that comes out doesn't match the person that's sitting at that table.
Perez says it takes 6 months to a year of daily practice to permanently adjust one's voice.
It's extremely difficult to override some of the early programming we have in our brains about how we express ourselves. So we retrain the voice by retraining the brain. They go together.
That retraining goes beyond pitch, says Celia Hooper. She's worked with transgender adults on voice, inflection, and speech patterns since 1978.
Let's say if I wanted to be a male, yep, nope, talk, whoop, just like that.
Whereas women practice a more flowery speech.
Saying things like, oh, it's just fabulous, that's just marvelous. One group that I led, we always did the Southern bless your heart, you know, but not many people do that.
Hooper, now a dean at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, says authentic speech is paired with gestures and other body language that is sometimes distinctly masculine or feminine. She's had clients watch soap operas, first with a sound up and then off.
Soap operas are full of people who are either hyper-female or hyper-male, so you can get an idea of their behavior and then kind of reel it in, because gender expression is on a continuum.
A continuum with implications, says Lorelei Aristis.
If I kind of use a more submissive tone and a more questioning tone, people will be more likely to gender me as female. And on the flip side, if I make statements, if I'm clear about what I'm saying, if I'm bold, people will very often be more likely to gender me as male.
So Aristis chooses, from one conversation to the next, whether she wants to be seen as female and perhaps taken less seriously, or seen as male.
And I have to make those little decisions every day, often several times a day.
Many transgender men and women say voice is a powerful part of their emotional well-being. It is a window into our character, said poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
How wonderful is the human voice?
It is indeed the organ of the soul.
Voice is also the way we decide, often instantaneously, whether we are listening to a man or a woman.
But the soul reveals itself in the voice only, as God revealed him.
The soul of man is audible, not visible.
A sound alone betrays the flowing of the eternal fountain, invisible to man.
For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger.
The organ of the soul. You're listening to Here and Now.